Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our distinguished commissioners and to all of you who are in the audience today. My name is Pramila Jayapal. I'm the executive director of the Hate Free Zone Campaign of Washington. Before we start, I'd like to acknowledge the generous support of our funders who made this event possible, the Seattle People's Fund, a territory resource, the Seattle Office for Civil Rights, and the University of Washington School of Social Work. I'd also like to acknowledge the almost 100 local and national organizations that came together for this event. It really is truly a landmark event in terms of the collaboration. There are, Justice Smith is going to provide an introduction to the commissioners, but I'd like to acknowledge that there are several people in the audience, honored guests, Lee Yates, who's a special agent of the FBI, Keith Haynes, who's the chief of police of Tukwila, Joan Hernandez, who's a City of Tukwila council member, Peter Steinbrook from the Seattle City Council, Artis Dumet representing Senator Murray's office, State Representative Al O'Brien, Claudia Arona from Senator Cantwell's office, Malik Davis representing Seattle City Council member Margaret Pagler, Ted Sturtevant, Director of External Affairs for Governor Locke. Ten days ago, the United States marked the first anniversary of the horrific events of September 11th, 2001. On that day, we lost thousands of men, women, and children. We have mourned deeply as individuals for the husbands, wives, children, friends, and partners who died on that day. We have derived strength from the actions of so many who came together to support those who suffered direct and indirect losses. We have also mourned deeply as a nation for the loss of our sense of invulnerability, the idea that America was protected against this kind of terrible violence. There is also another loss to mourn, one that has happened less publicly, but no less profoundly. Since September 11th, some of the cherished principles and values on which America is founded have been eroded or disregarded. This is a cause for great concern and is the reason that we are gathered here today. The loss of these principles has come at a great cost to our families and our communities. The people that you will hear from today are those who celebrate America and what it means to live in America and to be American. They have mourned, they have given blood, they have lit candles, and they have prayed for those who have died and those who remain. And yet, their lives have been shaken not just once, but twice by the violent attacks of September 11th and the attacks that they have personally experienced in the past year. Sadly, many of these attacks come not only from other individuals, but from the United States government that is charged with the great responsibility of protecting not just some, but all Americans. All of us here believe that we must start from the premise that the United States has the right and indeed the obligation to protect its people from indiscriminate attacks. We recognize that the threat posed by Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups is grave. We applaud many of the actions of the United States government that has been driven by real need and common sense. However, in the past year, it has also become increasingly clear that we must find a practical way to balance threats to civil liberties and civil rights with our efforts to ensure America's safety. At stake now is nothing less than our definition of what America is and what it means to be American. Over the last year, the United States government has taken a series of actions that have eroded basic human rights protections in the United States, fundamental guarantees that have been central to the U.S. constitutional system for more than 200 years. Viewed separately and when seen as an immediate response to the September 11th attacks, some of these actions by our government may not seem extreme. However, today, our communities as well as our courts are beginning to question and put reins on these actions. As we examine the composite picture, we are called to remember the core American and international human rights principles that guide our nation. First, that America is a land of immigrants, and that immigrants are persons under the Constitution entitled to be treated fairly and with dignity. Second, that there are three separate and independent branches of government, executive, judicial, and legislative, that check and balance each other to safeguard the freedoms and liberties of all people in the United States. Third, that the U.S. government is an open one in which decisions are made in the public square, and that as federal court judge Damon Keith recently wrote, democracy dies behind closed doors. Fourth, that no one can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without fundamental due process protections, such as access to legal counsel and the right to a fair hearing before a judge. And finally, that people have the right of privacy from unwarranted government actions into their private, unwarranted government intrusion into their private lives and their homes. As this country proceeds with its fight against terrorism, these rights must be brought back into balance. There are those who say that securing our country comes at a cost. As the American public, however, we say that we are not willing to sacrifice those very principles of liberty, democracy, and equality that define us as a great nation. That cost is far too high to pay. We are here today to call attention to the impact on the lives of families and communities across Washington State who have not only been victims of hate crimes by other individuals, but have also borne the disproportionate burden of the government's new policies and practices that target and profile based on ethnicity and religion. These communities are indeed living in terror. And it is a terror mirrored by similar communities across America. As you listen to these stories, we ask you to consider that for every person here testifying today, we found dozens more that were too afraid to come forward and testify for fear that they too would be targeted. We ask you to remember that for every story you hear today, there are dozens more that are equally and even more disturbing. And as you hear the testimonies, we ask that you consider these questions. Is this the America we believe in? What are we ultimately fighting for? And who and what are we willing to sacrifice in this fight? We are holding this hearing because we believe that we must secure something much more fundamental than our borders, our cities, and our public places, and that is the cherished principles upon which this great country is founded. We are proud to be Americans and to live in America, and it is this pride that compels us to question our current path. President George W. Bush has said that freedom and respect for human rights are owed to every human being in every culture. He has also rightly said that throughout history, freedom has been threatened by war and terror. Today, you will hear about some of the threats to our basic freedoms and basic rights. To our commissioners, we say this. We have asked you here because we are placing great faith in you. Thomas Paine has said that those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must undergo the fatigue of supporting it. On behalf of the over 50 organizations that have, over almost 100 now, organizations that have come together to host this event, I thank you for your presence and for the opportunity to allow these voices to be heard. I would like to now introduce Washington State Supreme Court Justice Charles Smith, who will moderate Washington State Supreme Court Justice Charles Z. Smith presently serves as a justice of the Washington State Supreme Court. He was appointed by Governor Booth Gardner in 1988. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree from Temple University, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and a JD degree from the University of Washington School of Law. We are delighted to have him here with us.
We, the people of the United States, that is every single person here. We are here to exercise the freedoms guaranteed to all of us as Americans. Freedom of religion, freedom from want, freedom from fear, and freedom of speech. It is most important that we recognize our freedom of speech, the ability of any one of us as American citizens or inhabitants to criticize the government when it needs to be criticized. Thus, in expressing our freedom of speech, we hope during the course of this event to be open, honest, and deliberate in what we say. We have a panel of commissioners here today representing a cross-section of government and philosophies. I would like briefly to introduce each of them and give them an opportunity to listen and to later express themselves after hearing the testimonies of the Americans who will appear before us. Seated to my immediate right, United States Representative Jay Inslee, 1st Congressional District, a member of the Financial Services and Resources Committee of Congress. He supported the local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2001 and House Resolution 324, condemning bigotry and violence against Arab Americans, American Muslims, and Americans from South Asia. He has proposed legislation seeking remembrance of the first group of Americans of Japanese ancestry who were sent to internment camps during World War II. Congressman Inslee will have to leave early, but we will give him an opportunity before he leaves to make an expression to us. Next is Assistant Special Agent in Charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Seattle Division, Ronald A. Nesbitt. Assistant Special Agent Nesbitt serves in various capacities. He's the program manager for both organized crime investigations as well as drug crimes. He handles counterterrorism and is involved with the National Foreign Intelligence Program. Next is Lead Counsel, Immigration and Naturalization Service, Ms. Dorothy Stefan. Ms. Stefan has been Lead District Counsel in Seattle since 2001. She has served as trial attorney with Immigration and Naturalization Service in Houston, Texas, and is INS District Counsel in Anchorage, Alaska. Next is Assistant United States Attorney Bruce Miyake. Mr. Miyake, a third generation Japanese American, has served as Assistant United States Attorney since 1995. He currently is coordinator of hate crimes for Project Safe Neighborhoods and is assigned to the Terrorism and Violent Crimes Unit. Next is Washington Assistant Attorney General David Horn. Mr. Horn has served with the Attorney General's office since 1986 and as Assistant Attorney General for Policy and Government Relations since 2000. In 2001 and 2002, he assisted the Attorney General in working with the Washington State Legislature to produce a successful bill compelling school districts to ban all harassment and bullying of students, including bias-motivated harassment. Since 1995, Mr. Horn has represented Washington in the NAAGDO Civil Rights Project and its Mortgage Lending Task Force. Next is my senator, Washington State Senator Adam Klein, 37th Legislative District. Senator Klein represents the state in the 37th District. He is the chair of the Judiciary Committee and serves on the State and Local Government and Ways and Means Committees. He specializes in personal injury and civil rights law. Next is my council member, Larry Gossett. Larry Gossett, King County Council, chairs the Law, Justice, and Human Services Committees and is vice chair of the Employment Committee for King County Council. The next is City Council member Nick Licata. Mr. Licata has been a Seattle City Council member since 1998. He currently serves as chair of the Neighborhoods, Arts, and Civil Rights Committee. He was a founding board member of the Capitol Hill Housing Improvement Program, director of Washington Public Interest Law Group on the University of Washington campus, and is a past president of the 9/11 Media Arts Center Board. We will also be joined later this morning by United States Representative Jim McDermott of the 7th District, which represents the people who live in Vashon, most of Seattle, some parts of Shoreline, SeaTac, and Burien. The testimony you will hear today is divided into three sections. One, hate crimes and discrimination. Two, government actions. And three, climate of fear, discrimination, and intolerance. There will be short introductory remarks by a facilitator for each section. Then the pre-selected testimonies will follow. Following the testimonies, I will ask each commissioner a general question related to the testimonies we have heard. Each commissioner will be allowed not more than 3 minutes to respond. We will not take questions or testimonies from the general audience or the press. We will move now into the first section of testimonies, hate crimes and discrimination. Thank you.